Old friends not forgotten in the face of the end. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, Greta and Redclaw successfully rescued Tilly from the prison, and along the way discovered that Zachary the Stoat was still alive. Redclaw, however, was captured by the guards. The group allies with a coalition of Alliance and IRE soldiers with one goal in mind: eliminate the Marcosade. Alright, welcome back everybody! Alright, we're gonna end this with a bang. So, let's just jump right in.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, you guys are currently located here in the woods between, I'm gonna say, Flat Home and Fire Hollow. You're kind of in this general region.
Time has passed?
I'll say maybe a couple weeks. By this point, you can clear any exhaustion that you have or injury.
Yes! Okay.
thank you.
Because you guys have been with resources and stuff, so you can, like...
Good. Can I have also, since we have been with people, can I repair armor, all the...
I will say they are... You can repair up to, like, one box of wear from any, like, equipment that you got.
Good enough.
But, can I also update my slingshot?
And I will let you update your slingshot.
Yes!
I'll say that they've repaired your slingshot and increased its capability, so you can now use trick shot.
Because
we realize that Jordan has the ability trick shot and cannot use it because she does not have equipment that lets her do trick shot.
Oh, that's funny.
So she is now modifying her slingshot and let her do trick shot.
Was I able to get the bear claws attached to my,
Well, I don't know, you left six months ago in-game.
It's true, never mind.
Anyway.
Yes, oh, here, so we will do this quick rundown for you. After the funeral...
What? Wait, to do it in mid-game?
No.
I don't want to know.
No, after the funeral, we all left, she stayed there.
Yeah, Greta's stuck in Patchwood, and then everybody else, like, went their separate ways, and then 6 months later, the Sword of Bronwyn was fixed.
So I came back to get it.
And then you came back to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's what he's saying.
Anyway, so picking up where we were last off, so your characters are like traipsing through the woods, and you are going there in search of.
Are Lila and.
No.
With us?
They're not
it's
with
just
you.
Us.
It's just you guys. You've been sent out with a mission. Well, less of a mission, more like a goal that you have, which is you've heard rumor of a jackalope based cult in the. And you're like, okay, this has got to be one thing. So,
it's like, I know who this is.
Stupid rabbit.
The jackalopes. Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. So,
has it been years or?
It's been 6 months.
Months. Okay.
Yeah. Which means Greta's now 10.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're so old.
I'm old now.
I still think she's bad.
Yeah.
So they are entering, and as they do that. Oh yeah, we can move this.
It's like in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, so as they kind of like enter, and there's like, not a full clearing, but like maybe like a small clearing right here-ish.
Okay.
Just like an opening in the trees, and you can see that in this opening are a large amount of rabbits around like what appears to be like a large altar. And a figure is standing up at the top wearing antlers and large robes.
Oh my gosh.
Kuncha. Kuncha.
I think I know who this is.
Is this dude's name again?
Greta says to Tilly, I think I have a big guess of who this might be.
I feel insulted.
If we're gonna be honest, y'all introduced your names real quick. She only remembered Greta. And Zachary. That was like it. She called her the old lady.
Yeah, and Zachary's not terribly useful anymore, is it?
No.
Why? Oh, gosh.
So.
All right, you want to take over describing what the cult's up to?
Yeah, so what the cult's basically up to is we meet here ritually every single day of the week, at least 1 hour at a time. We all do this nice little jackalope dance, and then we share experiences of all the different stories that we were told as children, and then we all go around telling each other how we can continue to embody that those morals of those stories to continue to help the greater good in these woods.
All the rabbits have like sticks that they've taped to their foreheads. Yeah, and you've got like the actual antlers.
Tilly's gonna lean over to the tomb and be like, "So, what do you guys think a jackalope sounds like? And do you think we can make them think there's one here?"
Greta's like, I'm all for this.
Don't I know you guys?
You haven't seen us.
Yeah, you're still talking
you
to
Philip. You
haven't
seen us.
For 6 weeks? For six
no,
months?
No, you haven't seen us yet. No,
currently like, in this
you
situation.
You haven't seen us.
We can yeah, you're talking about the cult.
We can make noises in the distance to trick you.
Right,
what do you think,
okay,
what do you think
okay.
a jackalope sounds like? Wouldn't just be like last year's character. What do you think yeah. a jackalope sounds like?
Why are y'all looking at me?
You seem knowledgeable.
You seem knowledgeable enough, like you would know.
All right.
I mean, I guess I haven't told stories of it. I kind of believe.
Then go for it.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'm going to, from within the trees before we break out, see how loud I can try to just trick this group of NPCs.
Okay, but what noise would you make? You have to...
I don't know.
Make the noise.
Make a noise. All righty. So, we are going to ignore that. This is a solid block of noise in this thing. I don't want to look at that. So, this counts as tricking NPC.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have you roll with cunning.
Oh, I lost my dice. Oh, is that the one thing I like don't have?
Am I able to make any check to, like, recognize...
I'm trying to trick your followers, noise. Not really you.
Well, I guess they're not, yeah, it's not trying to trick you, so you're going to recognize this anyway.
Okay, instantaneously.
Because, like, there isn't a move to trick a PC.
I also have no addition to my cunning, you guys. Six, and,
That's a good omen.
Wow.
That'd be 12.
Wow. Right.
So all the jackalope worshippers are just like, was that? Could it be? The jackalope has come for us.
The only thing
the ascension has begun.
The only thing they hear in response, this is just so much laughter from the person. She's not trying to keep it up. She's just like, oh, I did it.
The jackalope's mirth. It has faith in us.
I'm gonna slowly just start walking out from the trees as I'm just nearly falling over in laughter. Hi guys! That was a crazy sound, what was that?
Oh my gosh!
Non-believers!
I mean, I could believe I did hear that sound. What's going on here?
What is this?
To the followers, you know what we do with non-believers? Kill them!
I'm gonna look and say, hey!
Hey!
Zachary jumps out with a stick like held up to his head. No, we believe! We believe! I'm like, nah, just kidding. What are you gonna tell you? Greta! Zachary?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Zachary.
Zachary.
The one who died.
The one who died. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Zachary.
He's missing like half his face and an arm, but other than that, he's okay.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Talia, Greta, Zachary, where's the rest of you?
You're not going to ask, like, you were dead?
You got like that sick prosthetic too.
You'd be like, yeah, what happened to you?
Sick prosthetic?
A sick prosthetic, yeah.
Sick.
Oh my gosh. Wait, where's Eyebright?
Oh, you wanna go talk in private?
Yeah, you wanna go talk in private? I kinda want Greta to be like, you're gonna wanna sit down for this one.
Oh yeah, meeting adjourned, we'll meet back here.
Go find whatever made that sound!
Next Tuesday.
Search for them!
Anna, just remember, you're bringing cupcakes next week. Okay, thank you.
They all exit. I'm gonna say that like one of them stopped for a moment and kind of like looks over at you guys and just kind of like waves awkwardly. It's Delilah.
Yes!
And then also like walks away.
My friend loved Delilah.
I was really hoping she didn't get taken into that prison and we forgot to search for her.
I know.
I was worried that she was dead, but I was like, I don't have to kill her.
I'm so glad.
GM, you were.
Yeah.
You were in trouble.
It also makes sense to be part of the cult.
I don't know. I don't know what the story is until I come up with it.
Okay, I want Greta to then, like, come and give Peter, be like, a big old hug. And be like, it's so good to see you again!
What have you guys been up to? It's been months!
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't he leave you? Why are you so excited?
I mean...
Fair point.
I'm a big fan of Peter, okay?
I missed you guys.
Zachary walks up, gives him a big hug.
Side hug, like, oh, that's nice. Ah, stick.
He can only give you a side hug. He has one arm.
How did you survive that?
I don't know.
I believe we established when we were discussing this several weeks ago that you fell into a side tunnel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just found you while they were digging around trying to find Goat Willow.
Oh,
did they find Goat Willow?
Originally, okay, so... honest thing, I was originally planning for Goat Willa to survive dramatically because I thought it would really annoy you guys. Huh. But then after Eyebright died, I'm like, it's kind of pointless to us have Goat Willa now because Goat Willa's Eyebright's archenemy. So, Goat Willa's dead.
On that terms, Eyebright's
dead. So, yeah, I assume that. You're like,
Eyebright's dead.
Where is Eyebright?
I haven't heard this story.
Yeah, you don't know Eyebright's dead.
I wasn't there.
You probably know by now. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, Zachary... Greta's, I think, the only one that knows. So I kind of want Greta to just kind of, like, start willing up to his...
Silly, awkwardly pat.
She didn't make it. She got killed by the Duke.
The Duke?
Yeah.
The one eye. That dude's so cool. I mean...
Stop fawning over the Duke.
She's met him once.
Wait. He was still alive? I thought he exploded in the explosion.
No,
The Duke wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Oh, no,
it was
no,
Goat
right.
Willow.
Gosh, it's been so long, I can't
but
remember.
But I will say, I did try to avenge her death a couple weeks ago when we went to the jail. I found the Duke and I stabbed him.
Oh, yeah, I went to jail.
Oh, nice. Is he dead?
No.
But
valiant effort.
She actually stabbed him through what looked like really cool fancy armor that he was trying to show off to me.
Yeah, with my cool new sword that got made for me.
Freaking Delilah.
Your father's sword?
Mm-hmm. It's my sword now.
Oh. I'm pretty sure your father would be proud for trying to murder a duke.
Well, I don't know. How much have you known about what's going on in the world right now?
Honestly, ever since I've kind of gathered some followers, I've just trying to do as much good as we can within our own sphere. So I haven't known much, but Peter's kind of level is just like, where is this Duke now?
Well, he'd be in Roostin.
Roostin?
Mm-hmm.
Tilly's gonna like scoff and be like, you figured to do the best good in the world, you could hide in your own little world?
No. We don't hide in the world. We just meet here trying to emulate the stories of the Jackalope and what they stood for, the morals behind the stories, and trying to do good wherever we can. Do you think we all are from here? No. We search far and land across this area.
She's gonna... Oh, I don't have... Can I have gotten a flask again?
Sure.
She pulls out her new flask. She's like, oh my gosh.
We have so many followers. I've joined so many followers, like in the high teens even.
So where were your do-gooder followers when Patchwood got attacked?
Patchwood?
When it got burnt to a crisp.
It's no more.
And I got taken to jail and I saw the... Oh, he's not a duke. What is he? The lord of that land could die in front of my arms.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Lord Lachman?
The Lord Lachman, that's right.
I was wondering why there were so many absences from that place. Wait, when did this happen?
A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
3 weeks?
It's like, where were you when we were trying to defend?
When Eyebright got killed.
If I would have known, I would have been there.
Why did you leave?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. Once we had the sword all finished up, it was seemed like everything was done.
I mean, I guess I have no room to talk. I also left, but...
That's fair.
I live in the ocean, not on the land.
Yeah. Alright.
I assumed that was everything, and I never got word elsewhere. I thought, that was it.
You need to work on your messengers.
And you know...
Get messengers.
You missed a big deal, too. We actually worked with, oh my gosh.
Red Claw. Remember that guy?
Remember that guy?
Oh, Gatling?
Yeah.
So that's who Jared was playing in the interim.
Yeah.
Really?
The last two seconds, that was Red Claw.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, and Greta should be like, well, Greta... Red Claw saved me from getting killed in a jail cell.
Wow.
Sacrifice.
I mean, I was in the jail, so
well,
you were outside.
I saved Tilly. Okay, with my cool thievery skills, I saved this entire group. I even saved Zachary out of a jail. And where were you when I was getting attacked by all these pirates? Not
I
pirates.
Think the point is,
yeah.
I think if Peter was there, he would have helped us out.
I would have known. I mean, why are you guys coming to find me now? Why didn't you guys come find me sooner?
She's 9.
Well, 10. I'm 10 now.
You're 10?
I'm 10 now. I'm this many.
She's 9. I will say it. I left her. I offered her to come. She chose to stay.
I didn't have anywhere else to really go.
We left her in Patchwood, and the day we got back is the day that it got attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't I informed? You know I'm not just gonna abandon you guys.
You are out here in the middle of nowhere. How are we gonna inform you?
How would we know where you were?
Well, how was he gonna know where you were?
In Patchwood.
How did you guys find me here?
We heard rumors.
Oh, rumors.
Sounds like you have some followers in some towns that we've been in.
Definitely sounds like it. Why didn't you hear those rumors sooner?
I don't know. I was in jail!
That's a good excuse.
I was unconscious for so long. So long.
You just hear Ibride's ghost from like the other realm. I was dead, you fool.
Just looking around. What was that?
It was your jackalope.
Jackalopes don't speak in riddles.
Anyways,
it's dead.
You speak from experience.
All right. So as you're doing this, the wolf guy that you met last time comes out. He's in much better condition than he was, and he enters the clearing and he goes,
"Brody."
Yeah.
I took notes.
And he goes, "Oh, good. Did you find the guy you're looking for?"
Yes.
Yeah, but there's been a lot. We haven't given the lowdown. So.
There's more?
There's no time.
We're about to go fight a war. We got the Alliance and the Eyrie on our side. You want to join?
Eyrie and the Alliance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fighting against who?
The Marquesades. They burned down
Patchwood.
Patchwood. And I didn't even get to see it.
Zachary, we've talked about
it. It's okay.
That's okay. They're there. It's
okay. Zachary, we've talked about it. A lot of the Jackalope followers are possibly from Patchwood originally, because Patchwood is a rabbit clearing.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I said. Oh, yeah. Zachary, we talked about this. A lot of people lost their lives that day.
Yeah, but the flames.
We will start another fire.
Who's the Duke over?
Marquesades.
Mm-hmm.
The Duke Flynn.
The Marquesades, I think, I don't know if we've talked about this with everyone. Maybe I will talk about it when we get in the big group with everyone. Join us, brother.
If you would have come like 5 months ago, I would have said absolutely. And now that since one of my dear friends is dead at the hands of someone who's still living tyrannically.
I will also say absolutely.
I will absolutely still join.
All right, though.
She needs to be avenged.
Brody's like, that was a weirdly phrased sentence. Okay.
Yes, Brody. Welcome to meet Peter. What's your name again?
Peter.
Yeah. Peter. Peter because of the funny spelling, but
Peter. It's technically
Peter. Anyway.
Well, that's what I was like. She's heard it so many other different ways that she's like, whatever.
Hey, you rabbit person.
Antelope dude.
Antelope dude.
Fair point. Anyway, so Brody's there because he's trying to get you guys to go to the outskirts of Limberley, where they're starting to amass their forces.
Does any of your cult feel like joining this?
You know, actually, we had a story just like a couple weeks ago about how there was a jackalope that had a very dear friend, and unfortunately, that friend was killed, and he was fighting himself to see if he wanted to take revenge or avenge. Or avenge his friend, and he realized that to keep a tyrannical leader in charge at large without justice is not right.
All right, you're saying?
I don't know where you cut off.
Jared is saying something.
Zachary is gonna ask Brody, why do you want us there?
No, don't ask him that. We are leading this group. We just talked about jail. I mean, I think I'm part of this group.
Let me just
get Delilah. I miss her.
Delilah.
I remember
Delilah's blacksmith.
She's there with you. She just
yeah. I lived with her, and she took care of me
for
months.
And she never thought to pass along the word of the tear.
I think she might have just joined when Patchwood got burned down.
We really need to work on our communications.
Mm-hmm. And teach your cult a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. So they're basically leading you over to the sorry, clearing my throat. Army. I'm looking up. I have a rule for how to lead an army.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking that up real fast.
Let me just. We have a certain way of communicating to the other Jackie. We call ourselves Jackies.
Jackie's a pretty cool girl.
Yeah. Totally. But we have a way to yeah, communicate with each other. And we actually light this very altar here on fire to send up flames. There's certain herbs in there that make it smoke really, like, different, like, puffs of, like, black and some sort of, like, a little red amber. So,
exactly. Can I help with this ritual?
Yeah, what do you want to do? just light it so we can get it up in the air.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, kind of hobbles over there.
Mascot.
Yeah.
So how does this prosthetic...
I'm going to say that when you flick it...
with...
like, your arm?
Other arm? Or...
no, like... kind of like that.
Okay.
Except we're not punching at something by accident.
So...
your arm just... oh, this is great.
Zachary looks over his hair. Now?
Now!
Okay. Zachary flicks his prosthetic and... like a spark comes out?
I'm going to say that just like a little flame pops out. Like a lighter.
Perfect.
Your arm is alive... wait.
they got pretty good mechanics over in the Alliance.
Oh wow.
Oh, the Alliance did it. I thought for a second, wait, did the freaking Marcusades do this for you?
Yeah, like, they made him into an evil cyborg.
Nah, that makes sense. The Alliance is pretty chill, kind of. I don't know how I feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
I was great. Like them.
10 out of 10.
They were very generous when they found out that Marcusades form of travel had mysteriously blown up.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Okay, so then basically you just light the thing on fire, is that what happens?
Yep.
Okay, I want her to be like, oh.
Don't breathe whatever it is, I don't trust it.
We don't get high, we're not that kind of cold.
Still don't trust it, let's go. is there a way for you to tell them, is there a way for you to send word that if they want to join, that they can go to and whatever destination we're going to by Limberly?
Normally they just kind of meet here, but as soon as at least one person gets here, we can spread the word.
Can Delilah please just turn around?
Yeah.
Like, ayo, Delilah!
Delilah's back and is like, ayo, boss!
Okay, and then I want Greta to just go find Delilah and be like, oh my gosh, and give Delilah.
Hey, Greta!
Delilah, why the heck didn't you tell me about Greta?
You didn't ask.
Or
I'm upset if you weren't true. If that wasn't true.
Hey, Delilah, we are... yeah, you guys... we are heading. Anyways, we are heading towards Limberley because we are going to take on the Marcusades. If you want to stay here and wait to see if anyone joins because of this weird burning of whatever this is, and maybe you can get a team to join us and we can take down the Marcusades for what they did to Patchwood.
No, I think that sounds like a plan.
Okay,
we've been actually studying some ancient arts of the Jackalope. It's a certain fighting style that was lost.
I'm just
gonna
start walking away.
That it's gonna be really helpful to fight with.
Zachary stays by. He's like, no, tell me.
It's a cool fighting style that someone has an ancient record of its stories. It's really cool. All
right.
So
does it involve fire?
I bet we can incorporate.
Yes.
It's called Jacklondo.
All right.
How many other puns can I make?
Okay, so you meet up with the combined forces over in the woods, and you can see that the Eyrie are organizing their forces, and the Alliance are organizing theirs, and there's some tension between them. They're kind of like muttering, and like you can see they're like barely holding it together.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they don't like each other, so they're barely holding it together, and you can see like the captains of like the different things, Lila and Min, are just kind of like.
I mean, I'm sure at this point they are all aware that I have this very fancy sword.
Yes.
Is there any reaction to the Alliance when I, like, the fact, because I have it?
I'm gonna say, if you flaunt it, do you like you?
I'm scared that they're gonna be mad at me. They wanted it.
Do you wanna try it?
Whoa.
Sure, I'm gonna go over to the Eyrie, because I would assume I'm better friends with Min than.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna be like, hey, so, oh, no, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna gather everyone and I'm gonna say, okay, I think from what I saw while I was in there, when I talked to he's not a general, he is a duke. When I talked to the duke, they have this very fancy armor. Mm-hmm. And I think this very fancy armor is only impenetrable by swords made from star metal, like this one. And then I pull out my sword. All right, and your sword.
And also my sword.
You both have star metal stuff?
Yes.
You missed out, Pater.
Yeah. So, the, like, alliance kind of gasps and, like, and you hear the butter, like, brum, brum, brum. And like the Irie are just kind of like, oh sweet, cool sword.
Hey, what up, Irie?
Hey, yo, what's up?
Is it
I want you to mark some legend.
I can't sleep. How do I wear?
So check your sword. You notice that there's a bunch of boxes?
Yes.
I want you to mark that up a bit. Here, can I see?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, since the Alliance is so concerned about it, I'm gonna just... Honestly, because of that, and since it's the last session, and I'm just going to boost it up a bit, I'm boosting it all the way up to the highest it can be. Like, you've been causing a lot of damage.
What does that do?
Ah! So, with that, basically, it lets you replace faction roles with whatever your role is, basically. Fine. For the allied faction, basically, which is the denizen. So, basically, if you're fighting for the denizens, for the sake of the denizens, basically, you can use a +3 instead of whatever your normal denizen thing is.
Where are the denizens?
Denizens are just normal citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for this situation, I'm gonna assume that because they're organizing an army of like all the like
the
different
groups together.
I'm gonna say that I will allow this to count as kind of like a neutral like group.
Okay.
So because of that, we do have a move that you can use, which we can do once you start approaching Limberley, which is there's a move that is lead troops into battle.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, okay, because I will, like, go on, if any of them, are, or if any of the Alliance are like, how did, like, if I hear, like, how'd she get it, how'd she get that sword, I'm gonna be like, this is the sword of my family. She's just sinking.
You're just straight
in.
Up lying, okay,
she,
cool.
I am. I'm sinking into this is my sword, because I want the Marcusade to believe it. And this sword has been handed down through generations. We are here to take down the Marcusade, and I'm just like... being cool and trying to inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that does anything.
Okay. All right.
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Skylar Ross, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry,
Jared Jensen, and Kelly Hamblin.
The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games, and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!